WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers Association, presenting the 2014 Illinois Pork Expo, February 4th and 5th at the Peoria Civic Center, featuring educational seminars, trade show, and a special market outlook roundtable on February 5th, moderated by Todd Gleason. More information is at ilpork.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 615.5 up 4.5. July, 608 up 5.25. Soft May, 563.25 up 5. July, 567 up 5.5. March corn, 438 up 4. July, 449.5 up 5.5. December, 455.5 up 5.5. March soybeans, 12.98¾ up 16. July, 12.67 up 15. November, 11.12¼ up 7¾. March soybean meal, 4.36.20 up 10.10. March soybean oil, 37.40 down 24. February live cattle, 140.82½ down 85. March feeders, 168.10 down 132.5. February lean hogs, 85.70 down 52.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Today's price action is constructive if you're a little bit bullish.
Yeah, we're seeing some strength come at us. Saw a corn sale of 113,000 tons to unknown destination. Bean oil sale, 40,000 tons of bean oil to unknown. Even though it's an Asian holiday, I guess they forgot to take that memo, and the unknowns are still in the marketplace, per se. But it looks like we've cleared some technical resistance. We tripped some commodity fund buy programs to come into the marketplace. First of the month buyings also developing. Argentina, per se, flooding in some areas there. Can't shut the moisture off in some areas, whereas on the flip side, the Brazilian areas, especially for the second crop of corn, is in dire need for a drink. So there's a lot of things taking place here, but thus far we lean to the bullish side here for the first day of February and the first day of the crop insurance averages to take place.
And I'm hearing there has been some movement in the countryside.
Fairly good movement. Producers have been sort of sitting here waiting for some higher prices to take hold, especially in corn. And as we move higher and through here, this upmove is going to be met with some decent producer selling here as they try to get caught up on sales as we move into early spring.
So this first day of the week and the strength we're seeing, is it possible we can see another dime to 15 cents in the corn market, for example, in the next week to 10 days?
It's possible. March corn, we're challenging some resistance here near this 440 area. If we're able to clear this 440 benchmark, we could take a run to 4.5. So that would be the next upside target to shoot for. Same thing in the new crop corn. This 460 area is going to be an obstacle if we can clear it, maybe up to the 470. But as from a producer's point of view, I definitely have some orders above the marketplace to take advantage of a blip up.
And in soybeans, today's action very constructive on the charts, and well, we're right up against the 50% Fibonacci in the beans, and the 61s at 1309, and I would think that would be a fat target at 1309.
Well, yeah, it depends, you know, which benchmarks you go off of, but if you're looking at the late December high and the low we just made there up front here, if 1309 is the area to look for there. Beans with this strength in through here are definitely going to give guys an opportunity to get caught up on some sales. To go much higher than 1309, you know, we're going to have to continue to see some weather concerns in the southern hemisphere. The trade will be eager to get Asia back into the marketplace here as far as announcements go on a regular schedule to see where we're going to see those cancellations or not.
Do you think that, and we have a WASDE report next week, do you think there will be any adjustments given the demand base we're seeing?
Well, there's probably going to be some fine-tuning take place in those numbers. You know, there's ideas we can see adjustments on the export side of the equation. Ideas maybe this ethanol number can go up a little bit. As far as the bottom line carryout estimates, I really don't foresee a huge move away from where we are right now, per se. But they're going to continue to fine tune all the other numbers to sort of justify their job.
So, when producers call you today, what are you going to recommend?
Sell.
Mm-hmm.
Sell.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up sales. We feel you can clean out the bin here and replace ownership with a July paper. If you have an extreme up move, it's going to be more so on the board than in the cash market. We feel, you know, this cash market's relatively strong, basis is going to remain firm. But if we run into an event where we do get that dollar up in corn, $2 up in beans, it's going to be commodity funds coming back into the marketplace to be a buyer. So you'll get more bang for your ownership by owning it on paper versus the cash market. So it's kind of a win-win situation. You kind of cash in your chips here, but still maintain ownership on this whole crop inventory. As far as new crop goes, we like the idea of putting in a price floor to give some protection to the downside through here. That's a win-win situation, too, from the point that you stay flexible in your marketing. You can continue to choose where you want to deliver your crop here next fall, and you're not really committing to solid cash sales bushel-wise. So if we would have run into some production problems, you don't have to worry about being oversold there, Dave.
Do you think that the speculator crowd could give fuel to the fire? Seems like we're almost at a push-pull between bulls and bears now, when we were actually pretty big shorts in the corn market, but now we're coming back.
Well, the speculator, per se, is gone. He's left the building. You know, it's not cool to trade commodities right at the present moment here. It's going to take some type of weather event this summer to bring that speculator back into the marketplace. Right now, the only thing we have in there for as far as the baby speculator category is the commodity funds, per se. They're still involved somewhat, and they're going to continue to follow their trading program. So that's kind of the concern here as we go down the road here, is the speculator needs some reason to come back into the marketplace.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. March corn, 438 up 4. December, 455 up 5. March beans, 1298 up 15 and a quarter. November, 11-12 up 7.5. The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You can order your tickets today by calling 217 833-7400. Among those presenting, Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get the latest lowdown on the commodity title of the Farm Bill and land values for 14 and beyond. Tickets are $30. Calling it yours, 217-333-7300. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.